The National Council for the Training of Journalists. Side 1. All the passages dictated on this side of the tape are at 110 words a minute. There are 10 passages, each of 2 minutes duration. Passage 1 is entitled Ambulance Service Needs More Staff. Passage 1. I am pleased to say that our campaign for a better ambulance service has had some effect. The district health authorities who finance the service in this area will provide more money. It is a shame it has taken so long. For several years, the number of staff has risen, but the need for them has grown faster. This has been made clear by a series of sad incidents. I am referring to deaths which should not have happened. These deaths were caused by the length of time it took for the ambulance to arrive. There was the well-publicized case of a little girl who suffered an attack of asthma. Her parents had to wait in agony for more than an hour. When an ambulance still did not arrive, a neighbor drove her to a hospital. By that time, she was already very poorly and sadly did not survive. In my opinion, several fatal heart attacks might have been prevented. This is impossible to prove, but the families of victims should not have to enter into an argument over their bodies. The population living in this rural area should be able to rely on a good, fast ambulance service. The number of emergency calls here has risen almost to record levels, and more ambulance staff should certainly be employed. Passage 2 is entitled Homelessness in the Affluent South East. Passage 2. Ladies and gentlemen, it has taken some time, but the government has recognized at long last that homelessness is a problem outside the big cities. Our town has suffered from the affluent image of the southeast. Nobody at the centre of government seemed to believe that unemployment was a problem for us. The idea had taken root that you only got dole queues in old industrial areas. Now Whitehall seems to have woken up. More than £1 million is being made available to provide accommodation for families and single homeless people. The money has come in the form of two separate grants. One of them will be used to help council tenants to buy private homes. That will allow their old houses and flats to be released for the use of other homeless families. The rest of the money will be used to turn 14 flats into homes for single people. It is a sign of the problems in our area that the second grant of £573,000 is the largest such grant the government has made in England. What we have to do is to ensure that the money is well spent. However, it is no secret that schemes to help council tenants to buy their homes have proved to be controversial. Passage 3 is entitled Fighting Downgrading of Hospital Services. Passage 3. We have asked you to attend this meeting tonight for three reasons. The first is so that we can report on our progress to save the services at King's Hospital. The second is to rename our group to enable us to apply for charitable status, and the third is to plan our campaign for the next 12 months. As you are all aware, the trust which now runs both our local hospitals wants to streamline its current services. What that means is that it wants to cut costs by cutting services. It intends to run down the maternity department at King's so that only prenatal care is provided there. All births and postnatal care will take place at the Royal. The two hospitals are 20 miles apart and each serves large areas of population, so it does not make sense to do this. We believe the long-term plan is to phase out the maternity facilities altogether at King's, and we are not the only people who think this. Many doctors have voiced their fears, and so have most of the nurses. The Trust plans to achieve its aim by a gradual process of downgrading. We must not let this happen. We must fight it. But in order to be successful, we need to be well organized. Passage 4 is entitled Health Care Rationing. Passage 4. This is the most crucial issue to have faced this Community Health Council in many years. I have been chair for 9 years and I cannot remember anything that has been so important. I therefore want to spend a little time setting out the facts. The local health authority, which is now called a health commission, has run into serious problems. It must make savings of £6 million next year to balance its books. The picture is even worse for the years after that. By the end of the decade, the Commission says it must make savings of £10 million a year. Some money will be saved by cutting staff numbers and closing one of the two buildings now used by the Commission. A little more will come from cutting the paperwork involved in buying healthcare from hospitals. This will still leave almost £5 million to find next year, and more than £8 million by the end of the decade. Something much more drastic has to be done. In order to balance the books, the Commission wants to stop buying care which it regards as not essential for the health service to provide. If the Health Commission is to stop buying one treatment or another, it is imperative that people have a say in that decision. Passage 5 is entitled The National Lottery and Local Lotteries. Passage 5. We are told that £300 million in grants is going to be made available during the first year of the National Lottery. We have no idea, of course, how much money our own region will get, but what we do know is that it will enable us to help more local sport and arts projects than at any time before. Let us not forget, however, that we also have a local lottery. It seems from the number of letters and phone calls we have been receiving that many small groups are afraid that they will lose out. They worry that the public will buy national lottery tickets because of the bigger cash prizes instead of local ones. This does not seem to have happened yet to any great extent, but it is essential for us as a responsible council to stress the importance of the local lottery as often as we can. It would indeed be a great pity if that source of funding started to dry up. We have only to look at recent examples of how groups have been helped to improve their facilities and service, and so make things better throughout the community in general. Public support is vital for the local lottery to carry on providing financial assistance to the groups in our borough. Passage 6 is entitled Charity Under Pressure. Passage 6. I am secretary of a local charity which helps people in need. We have been working in this town and the surrounding area for more than 100 years. We have a certain amount of money to use each year, and we help people who need basic clothing or household goods. If a lone mother needs a cooker or a fridge, we usually try to do something for her. We like to think we have done a lot over the past century to make sure the people of this town have food to eat, clothes to wear, and a roof over their heads. Our role is changing, however, and not for the better. Over the past 5 or 6 years, we have noticed that we are having to help people who would not have turned to us in years gone by. We are looking at more and more cases which would once have been sorted out by Social Security. More families are now coming to us. Young people who have been in care are actually advised to come to us when their small startup grant runs out. The main reason for the change in our role is that it is no longer possible for many poor people to get help from Social Security when they need to buy things. Passage 7 is entitled, Boxing Can Kill. Passage 7. Many fans of boxing are worried about the future of the sport. In the last 10 years, 8 boxers have suffered brain injuries during a fight. As a doctor, I know that punches to the head can cause very serious damage to the brain, but as a boxing fan, I also know that watching this sport gives many millions of people great enjoyment. It is this dilemma which I want to talk about this evening. Those people who control the sport of boxing must decide if it is safe for young men to step into a ring and use their strength and their skill against each other. In each boxing match, there is always a chance that one of the fighters will be knocked out. Heavy blows to the head are common, and a contest will very often end with serious cuts around the eyes and mouth. Injuries of this kind are not common in any other sport, although rugby players can put themselves at risk during competitions. The fact is that the two people who face each other in a boxing ring are trying very hard to hurt each other. That is what makes boxing so dangerous. It also makes boxing very exciting. Over the years, the people in control of the sport have tried to make it safer. Passage 8 is entitled, Village Buys a Pond. Passage 8. The people who live in this village should be very proud of themselves. I am very pleased to report that they have been able to raise £15,000 in just over 6 months in order to buy the village pond and the small meadow and wood next to it. Everyone in this village was worried when the man who owned the pond died, and it became clear that his son was going to put it up for sale. There was a danger that it would be sold to a builder who would fill in the pond, chop down the trees, and dig up the meadow. That would have been a tragedy for this village. Our children have had a natural playground on their doorstep for centuries. Adults have had somewhere to walk their dogs and take their exercise. When we looked out of our windows, we might have seen rows of rooftops instead of beautiful green leaves and grass. The peaceful water which has made our village so attractive would have been lost forever. I was told this week that one builder was planning to build an estate of no fewer than 133 houses. It was probably the fear of such things which made so many people decide to dig deep into their pockets. Passage 9 is entitled The Community Action Scheme. Passage 9. Community Action is a scheme to help people who have been out of work for a long time, and it is proving to be very successful. It started nearly 2 years ago, and so far has helped more than 500 people in this area to find full-time employment. Each community action scheme covers quite a large area, and it is local colleges and the Department of Employment working together which set up the schemes. To join community action, one must be over 18 and have been out of work for more than a year. The program lasts for 26 weeks, and during that time, participants have to spend at least 18 hours a week doing work in the community. The benefit they have been receiving stays the same, and in addition, there is a small extra allowance plus travelling expenses. Help and advice are given on how to get work or training after the course. People who have been out of work for a long period can get very depressed and lose confidence. It has been found that the longer people are out of work, it becomes more and more difficult for them to find a job. Working for the community is a good way of getting people into the habit of going out to work again. Passage 10 is entitled City Faces Up to a Challenge. Passage 10. It is 2.5 years since this borough took up a challenge, the City Challenge. This is a government scheme which provides money to make our streets more attractive, but also to create more jobs. Let me deal with the first of these. If you take a stroll down the high street, you will notice that the pavements are wider. There are some lower curbs at regular intervals. These are to make the streets easier to use for disabled people and for parents with pushchairs. New iron barriers keep cars off the pavements. You will also see new street lights. These are my own favourite improvement. We now have white light in our streets in place of the horrible orange glow that the old-style lights used to give. You will also see new lights in the subways, which have new tiles, and some of them have been painted with murals. These show scenes from the history of this borough. The City Challenge is, however, about more than murals. It is in the business of saving jobs and of creating new ones, and you should be in no doubt about that. Some people think the City Challenge is all about murals and hanging baskets, but it is the only body which has the ability to create jobs. That is the end of the dictation at 110 words a minute on side 1 of the tape.